Good morning. It's Sunday, June 7th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A solemn anniversary took a political turn in France. Speaking at D-Day commemorations in Normandy, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth criticized European governments over migration, comparing modern migrant arrivals to an invasion of European shores. Hegseth argued that some European capitals had become too comfortable with freedoms won during World War II, and warned that those freedoms must be actively defended. His comments drew attention across Europe, where immigration remains a major political issue. The remarks came as the Trump administration continues pushing for tougher immigration enforcement at home and seeks additional funding for border agencies. The speech is likely to fuel debate over migration policy and the future of U.S.-European relations. Another news. A sporting event has become entangled in international politics. Iran says the United States denied visas to several senior members of its national football team's support staff, despite allowing players and essential personnel to travel for the upcoming FIFA World Cup. Iranian officials called the move politically motivated and accused Washington of interfering in sport. U.S. authorities said all players and necessary support staff had received visas, but stressed that security concerns would guide entry decisions. Iran's team is expected to be based in Mexico during the tournament and travel into the U.S. only for matches. The dispute highlights the unusual situation of a World Cup host nation welcoming a team from a country with which it remains in active conflict. Around the world, a shooting attack in central Israel left one person dead and five others wounded on Sunday, prompting a major security response. The attacks occurred in several locations near the town of Kokhav Yair, close to the occupied West Bank. Emergency responders treated six victims, including two people reported to be in serious condition. Israeli police said they located a suspect vehicle and killed one alleged attacker. The military said searches were continuing for a possible second suspect. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a security assessment following the incident, while National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir called for harsh punishment of those responsible. The attack adds to ongoing security tensions as violence continues to affect communities across the region. Another news. North Korea has again declared that its nuclear program is off the table. Kim Yo-jong, the influential sister of leader Kim Jong-un, said the country's status as a nuclear power is absolutely non-negotiable and rejected recent suggestions that denuclearization had been discussed between the United States and China. Her statement came just ahead of Chinese President Xi Jinping's first visit to North Korea in nearly 7 years. Kim Yo-jong accused Washington of spreading false information and insisted that strengthening the country's nuclear deterrent remains a permanent national policy. The remarks underscore Pyongyang's increasingly firm stance on nuclear weapons and suggest any future negotiations on disarmament will face significant obstacles. Another news. Voters in Armenia are heading to the polls in a closely watched election that could determine the country's geopolitical future. Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan is seeking re-election on a platform of closer ties with Europe, while opposition figures argue Armenia should restore stronger relations with Russia. The campaign has unfolded amid growing economic pressure from Moscow, including restrictions on several Armenian exports. Russia remains Armenia's largest trading partner, giving the Kremlin significant leverage. Meanwhile, the European Union has pledged financial support and stronger trade links. Analysts say the vote will reveal whether Armenians are prepared to accept economic risks in pursuit of deeper integration with the West. The outcome could reshape the balance of influence in the South Caucasus. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.